This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Monday, March 11th. Well, the cattle market stays strong and friendly in Friday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Live cattle market was firmed up again. That strong trend just keeps driving higher. The markets really signal that the on-feed report could be very friendly. The WASDA report out of the way for the grains might have been the shot of the arm of what the cattle market was looking for. The futures really have room to continue to go higher, and anybody that tries to step in front of this well-oiled machine has gotten hurt. So the market's just not ready to turn yet. And I think that a little bit of an indication of that is feeders. They were higher as well. That bullish USDA report is expected with the on-feed coming right after the close today. And it seems that feedlot placements may be lower from last year. And that's going to give futures a shot in the arm that they've been looking for.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 1.25 at 437. March corn was down 1.25 at 555.75. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for March were up 3.25, ranging from 580.75 to 620.75. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for March were down 3.75, ranging from 649.25 to 674.25. Live cattle for April were up 72.5 cents at 129.80. March feeder cattle were up $1.25 to 143.87.5. And March Class 3 milk was down 11 cents at 14.98.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.